Tonight is a night of change. Tonight is a night of rebirth. This morning I shared with you from the Word of God, which was captioned, "It Ain't Over." The other aspect of it that I did not mention to you, but insinuated at different points of the service, was that it was rebirth. Oh, glory. Rebirth. There's that which is born of the flesh and that which is born of the Spirit. Jesus. There is that which is born of the flesh and that which is born of the Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit cannot be stopped. The Bible says in John chapter 3, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Okay. Hallelujah. Oh my Lord, I thought I was going to wipe out. Jesus is Lord. Wow. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again," that's rebirth, "he cannot see the kingdom of God." The man said, "For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." He was talking about the miracles of God. And Jesus was responding to that statement. He was not responding to the statement about salvation. He was responding to the statement that a man made about the miraculous. And Jesus said, for you to be able to experience this mighty move of God, you've got to be born again. Because to be reborn meant that you have now the capacity to see the kingdom of God. Jesus explained to us, our Lord said, "I can do nothing except what I see the Father doing." Our ability to see is crucial to this mighty move of God that we all want. If we're going to be the manifestation of the sons of God, it must be because we have the ability to see beyond the natural into the supernatural realm of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God made manifest in the earth is what transforms this realm so that we can live like we living in heaven here. Nicodemus says unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? In other words, I'm no longer a baby, I'm grown, I'm an old man. Can I now enter the second time into my mother's womb and be born? Am I going to redo the natural process? That's the statement the man is making, and Jesus says, no. We're not going to do this the natural way. We've done it the natural way already. Now we're going to do it the spiritual way. Hallelujah. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, that is natural, and of the Spirit. But born of the water is also means to be born by the Word of God. The water of the Word. And of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The two different things. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth. The wind blows where it wants to go, and thou hearest the sound thereof. Does that sound like what happened on the day of Pentecost? But canst not tell whence it cometh. You cannot tell when it comes and whither it goes. You cannot tell when it comes and where it's going. It's not predictable. When we are born of the Spirit of God, we are no longer predictable. So is, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit, not predictable. Some say, I am not predictable. I am born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Nicodemus said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? You mean you don't get this? And you, like one of the big bosses around here, everybody relies on you. You don't know these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. I'm telling you what I know about. And testify that we have seen. And ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And then he says in verse 13, and no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. Yikes. Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Huh? No man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. No man had ascended up, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is Someone say, which is in heaven. Incredible. No one has come down but he that went up, even the Son of Man, which is, present tense, in heaven. I'm talking to you, Nicodemus, but I'm in heaven. He's not dead yet. He's not gone to the cross yet. This is early. And he's saying, I ascended, I came down, and I'm there right now. This has been our story. For we also were crucified with him, buried with him, ascended with him, and now are seated with him in heavenly places. But here we are at 1296 Main Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. There, seated with him, and still here at the same time. That is the amazing mystery that happens when you are born again. But something we learned many years ago was that nothing is established in our lives without confession. Saying the same thing, believing the same thing, declaring the same thing. Oh, my Lord. Waves of the Spirit of the living God. I pray that you sense what I am experiencing right now, because there is a wave of the Spirit of God, and I know that God is doing something for every one of us here right now. It is the Spirit of God that makes it possible for us to be born again, to experience rebirth. Tonight we are going to accomplish certain things by the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Tonight is not a night of preaching or teaching as much as a time of recalibrating. Because we are going to involve God in every area of our lives. We won't get God, the Holy Spirit, to be involved in every area of our lives. We won't get God to be the foundation in our marriages, in our family, in our business, in our ministry, in our finances, in our education, in every issue of concern. Because everything can be changed. Amen? The trajectory of our lives can be recalibrated. Everything is alignable. Everything. Glory and peace can experience rebirth. Michael Ifezino can receive rebirth. Covenant Aluminium can receive rebirth. Triple A can receive, or Triple P can receive rebirth. Every one of us. We and our children can receive rebirth. My physical body can receive rebirth. For the word of God says, my youth can be renewed. Do you receive this word? God said, I wonder why the Lord will speak to me in what people say is not proper English, but anyway. I heard him say, it ain't over. Hallelujah. It ain't over. If God says it ain't over, it must be proper English then. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, it ain't over. Rebirth. Hi. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to say, I guess it is not fixable. God can unscramble scrambled eggs. Yes, I believe it. Yeah. All he needs to do is press the refresh button. Reboot. Kabashendele Masaya. A new beginning. Are you hearing? A new beginning. But we have to receive it, we have to believe it, we have to continue in it and not live in the past. He said, forget the past. I will do a new thing. Is that what the word of God says? He said, I will do what? A new thing. Put the verse up. Wouldn't you know it? I'm going to make waters flow in the wilderness. Is it possible for God to come into my messed up life and make a message out of it and make a testimony come out of it and turn everything around? Is it possible? Yeah. Absolutely possible. Because God does a new thing. In Isaiah 43, I believe it's verse 19, God is very, very clear. If you can put it up for me. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now, somebody say now. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You know what? If man can do it in Dubai, God can do better. If you are in Dubai and you see all the waters flowing every which way, you will not think that you're in a desert. But all that water was man-made. man-made because man channeled water from somewhere. Man, Jesus is Lord, looked at the terrain and said, there must have been a river in this place before, because the shape of the landscape signifies there was water here at some point. But now it's the desert. They checked the stones. There must have been water here. So they drilled and they drilled and they found the water way down, and they moved that water. Into the city and filled the areas they wanted the water to go into. And now they have boats and they have everything, you know, all over the place. And you think it was always there. It wasn't always there. Somebody went to get it from wherever it was. And God will do the same thing for us today. If there was ever a move of the Holy Spirit, today we are going to believe God to bring it all the way back to us. If there was ever a move of God in North America, a move of God in Winnipeg, a move of God in Canada, a move of God in Jerusalem, a move of God anywhere on this planet, if God has ever used a man or a woman, then he can use us too, because he's not a partial God. But he says, I'm going to do a new thing. It's not going to be like the old one. Now, it shall what? Spring forth. Spring forth because it was held back. But now it's going to spring forth. First thing we're going to do tonight, we're going to say, God, deliver me from the lies of the enemy, the spirit of deception. Because this truth cannot be founded on lies. Amen? Hallelujah. Will you rise with me? Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord and say, God, I must be delivered from a lying spirit. Pray. The first thing that the Holy Spirit went after, the first thing the Holy Spirit went after and firmly was a lying spirit. If there's one thing the Holy Spirit hates, it's a lying spirit. He cannot stand lies. He cannot stand deception of any sort. That's why it's so important that we declare this day freedom from a lying, deceptive spirit. Because if the Holy Spirit comes where lies are, something's going to die. Do you hear what I said? There's no reason to lie. And Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead because of a lie. Somebody listening? Somebody help those children. A lying spirit. Why did you choose to lie to God? Why did you choose to lie to the Holy Spirit? That property, wasn't it yours? It was yours. You decided to sell it. But why did you decide to say that you have presented all when you've kept part of it? Don't tell me you're giving me all and you're keeping part of it. If you're going to give me 50% of your life, tell me you're giving me 50%. Then I'll work with 50%. But don't tell me you're giving me 100% and now I come, you are giving me 50%. Is somebody listening? There was a man who said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. What does that mean to me and what does that mean to you today? This is what it means. It means that you can make a commitment to the Lord and say, God, this is my intention. This is what I would like to do. Help me when I'm going contrary to what I've said I want to do. Amen? I'm giving you 100%. But Lord, if I ever start doing something like giving you 89%, help me. Remind me and help me to make the right decision to go all the way with you. Hallelujah. But if today what you want to give to the Lord is 50%, just tell him straight out. I'm going to give you 50% now and let's negotiate the rest of the way. Well, he will deal with you the way, according to your faith, be it unto you. But if you get less results than the person who gave 100%, don't be envious and jealous and try to kill them. Cain and Abel brought gifts. One brought the first fruit. And you know, Pentecost is about first fruits. And the other brought whatever. And God received the blessing, the offering of first fruits from Abel. And it's like Cain decides to kill Abel. You know, I have never really understood that story that much. I have to confess. The guy did the right thing and gets killed. That's very encouraging. Some things don't sound nice, but God says, no matter what the cause, do the right thing. So our prayer now is going to be this: God, help me to do the right thing always. Do you receive this grace? Pray that prayer. Lord, I receive the grace to do the right thing always. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's go one step further and begin to cry out to God and say, God, I receive forgiveness for every sin and for everything that I've done in my life that has caused me not to operate at the optimum level of the potential of possibilities that you have ordained for my life. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Do you know one of the first things that the Lord Jesus Christ talked about after he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost? He said, whatever sins you retain will be retained, and whatever sins you forgive will be forgiven. Hallelujah. We're going to say, we retain no sin, and we receive forgiveness and extend forgiveness. You see, because every form of bitterness and anger is based on holding on to a past situation. If you are always losing it and you have a hot temper and you're always fighting and attacking, it's based on you holding on to a past experience. That's why your fuse is so easily lit. We're going to release people because we don't want that. Amen? If I have the ability to say, be forgiven, and I have the ability to say, not forgiven, and I know that if I don't forgive, I will not be forgiven, which means that God cannot work on the basis of that, because if I don't forgive and I'm coming to God and I'm telling him all kinds of wonderful stories, I'm living a lie. That makes sense? Okay, we're going to clear that table right now. I choose to forgive and I receive forgiveness. Can you say that with me? I choose to forgive and I receive forgiveness in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, now, having settled that, we're going to start out declaring certain things about the move of the Holy Spirit in very particular areas of our lives right now. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to raise particular areas, if I don't cover it, that you think that we should cover. Amen? It doesn't have to be personal. It could be anything. Say, let's speak now that the Holy Spirit go into that particular area. And let's speak that the Holy Spirit go into that particular area. Where we're going to start out with, and remember, we're talking about rebirth. Amen? A restart. Praise God. And this is important, because after the day of Pentecost, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, there was another refill. Read it in the book of Acts. And they were filled again with the Holy Ghost. And after that, they just continued. Right? We're going to start out today with that which the Lord Jesus Christ put into motion about 2,000 years ago on the day of Pentecost. What was born on the day of Pentecost? Shout it out to me. The what? Church. The church. The church was birthed on the day of Pentecost. We are going to declare the rebirth. And we are glory and peace. And he said, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Haggai 2:9. And with all of that comes, actually, why don't you give me this? Give me Haggai chapter 2 and verse 7, and we'll go from verse 7 to 9. Because some of the things that we're going to talk about and pray about are right here. And I will shake all nations. At the first Pentecost in the Old Testament, things were shaken. Amen? At the second Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, that where the church was birthed, things were shaken. There was a lot of shaking going on. Glory be to God. He says, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. The desires of all nations shall come. What do nations desire? Wealth. Second thing that they desire. Peace, protection, sovereignty. It says, the desire of all nations shall come. And then he says this, and I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. Now, that glory is spiritual, but I tell you what, glory, the first use of the word glory had to do with wealth. Hallelujah. So we're going to cover all of that. And so that we don't confuse it, verse 8 says, the what? Silver is mine, and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. I'm going to fill this place. Hallelujah. The Lord told me this morning, actually, first when I was in Dubai, he said that people were to give certain amounts of money, 500 in the currency of the country, or 500 in US dollars. And then he said, somebody here has been assigned to give $5,000. So I just told them, I'm just casual about it. It's your business. You do whatever it is you got to do with it. And this morning, the Lord, while I was here, the Lord said, somebody's going to give $5,000 today. So I was upstairs, and they showed me an envelope. I said, and the envelopes had $5,000. I said, I didn't even ask for it. But here it is, God was trying to say $5,000. Hallelujah. That was just an instigation to prove that God wants to do something extraordinary in somebody's life. The silver and the gold is the Lord's. And we, as the body of Christ, shall be loaded without explanation.
Amen.
We cannot explain it.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is going to rush into this place. I went home last night, and I saw a text message. Somebody, one of my spiritual sons, from way back, sent an offering. It was not a small amount. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it closely. He said, monthly. Oh. I didn't go looking for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, it's going to hit the fan. Overflow. Somebody shout, overflow.
Overflow.
Amen. Ordinary people running the town. Hallelujah. Because God is going to be shoving it.
Yes.
It's about Pentecost. It's harvest time. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And watch this. Next verse. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, said the Lord of hosts. Nothing is going to stop this one. Do you receive it? God is going to use you, and God is going to use me, and there shall not be lack in this house. Nobody is going to lack any good thing. You receive that? Okay. So we are going to say now, this the prayer we're going to pray now. We're going to say, just like God did at the very beginning, when the Spirit of God moved, floated, brooded upon the waters, we're going to say, Holy Spirit, come brood, come flutter, come blow on Glory and Peace Church worldwide. Pray that prayer. Pray it. Holy Spirit, come, 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 brood upon Glory and Peace Church worldwide. Rest upon this body. Rest upon this body. Rest upon this body. Rest upon the waters of this body. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. And out of these waters, O God, let, O God, fruitfulness come about in the name of Jesus. We have fished all night and caught nothing. But now, Lord, by your word, we cast out the net, and these waters shall produce fish now in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, brood upon these waters. Brood upon these waters. Brood upon these waters. Flutter upon these waters. Brood upon Glory and Peace Church worldwide. 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 Upon us. Upon our sons and our daughters. Upon our partners. Lord, O God, wherever they are. In the name of Jesus. Brood. In Jesus' mighty name. The first thing God did when the Spirit moved upon the waters, is He spoke in every one of us who've received God as our personal Lord and Savior. Have God inside of us. The Bible says that we're dead And therefore, if we're dead, the one that lives in us is the one that abides in us, and he is the everlasting God. In the person of Jesus Christ, in the person of the Holy Spirit, and in the person of the Father. I know you're standing, and so am I. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hear this, and we're going to pray. The Word of God says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, and verse 15, actually, let me take it from verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit. To be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. First thing we're going to do is we're going to say, I am strengthened with might by the Spirit of the living God in my inner man. That means fortified. Amen? Declare those words. I am strengthened with might by his Spirit in my inner man. In Jesus' mighty name. This according to the riches of his glory. Amen. 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 That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now declare this with me. I know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Therefore, I am filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now watch this. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that what? Worketh in us. Whose power? The fullness of the Godhead. In other words, the agreement of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Say with me. Praise the Lord. I said, say with me, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, glory. I am filled
with the fullness of God.
He is able
to do
exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. According to the power of the united one God. Hallelujah. God said, let there be light. When there is light, you can see.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I said, when there is light, you can do what?
See.
God, yes, God can work in darkness, but God prefers to work in the light. Amen? Hallelujah. So he turned on the switch and began to fix everything. Amen? Let there be light. He is a light that lights everyone that's come into the world. Amen? Let's declare in Jesus' name. Lights on. Let someone say, I can see.
I can see.
You see, when you can see the mess. But we are not going to see the mess, we're going to see the fix.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Say with me, I see beyond the issues. I see beyond the problems. I see solutions. I see solutions. I see solutions. And I declare solutions. Now, the fix is on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say with me. Glory and peace, church worldwide.
Glory and peace, church worldwide.
Receive solutions.
Receive solutions.
Be problem solvers.
Be problem solvers.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a good thing. If somebody has financial problems, we can fix it. If they have health problems, we can fix it. If they have emotional problems, we can fix it. If they have marital problems, we can fix it. How? By the power of the Most High God, who does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a good clap offering. Now we're going to go a little bit further. We're going to declare that the Holy Spirit now come and rest upon our individual and corporate calling and ministry. We are the body of Christ. We're the church. We function together for a common purpose. But God may also use us in particular different ways that become extensions, tentacles that go out and resolve issues and bring people into the core. Amen? We don't do things to be scatter-minded people. We do things corporately for a common purpose, the kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're going to declare, Holy Spirit, go to the base of my calling and ministry and begin the process of change. Pray that prayer. Holy Spirit, go to the base of my calling, my ministry, my destiny, and purpose, and push the rebirth button. Rebirth me. Rebirth my ministry. Rebirth, oh God, now, by the Spirit of truth, my calling. There is a rebirth in Jesus' mighty name. Rebirth. Speak, prophesy over my calling, over my ministry, to the glory of God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wow. You know, God is just an amazing God. Things don't just happen by chance. A few days ago, somebody sent me a picture. This is a picture of the day that I was called to ministry. They sent me the picture. I don't have the picture. I know where that picture is. And this person, out of the blue, just sent me the picture. This is what I found. I thought you would like to see this. And the Lord just reminded me of that. Just that moment. Because it's a rebirth. It's a rebirth. It's a rebirth. God is birthing you again. There was a blind man. Jesus touched him and said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see men like trees." And Jesus touched him the second time and was fixed. I believe God is fixing everything that needs to be fixed this Pentecost. My story changes. My story changes, and your story changes today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us speak and declare the move of the Holy Spirit upon our marriages and upon our families. If you're not married, speak this into your marriage. If you don't have a family yet, speak this into the family that God is going to bring forth, because God is a God of fruitfulness. One of the key factors that the Holy Spirit brings about is fruitfulness. Amen? So begin to speak. Holy Spirit, come to the foundation of my marriage and my family. Brood upon my marriage. Brood upon my family. Brood upon that which you have called me into. And prophesy. Speak. Rebirth. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare rebirth in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to do the same thing for our businesses right now. Our businesses need rebirth, a restart, come to a stalemate. We need rebirth, refired. You know, when I don't run, so I can only tell what people said. But when you're doing a long distance run, a marathon or whatever, you tell me that there can be a point when you are all wiped and you think you don't have anything to give, and all of a sudden there's a resurgence, and poof, you take off. We're going to declare in the name of Jesus that that reboot, that rebirth, that resurgence of power, infusion that causes us to be propelled to another level, that it will hit us. You know, I think I watched the movie Fast and Furious many years ago when they were racing, and this guy pushed on some kind of a button and fing. Oh yes, in Jesus' name, that's us today. Amen. 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 We've been struggling with everybody running around. Now we're going, God, push the button and rocket me off. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Rocket me off. Somebody should write a song about rocketing me off. Glory be to God. Hey! That's going to happen to businesses. Begin to declare, Spirit of the living God, rest upon my business. And speak into my business. Rocket me off. Push the rebirth button. Resurgence of power, of energy to fulfill the divine mandate that you have for my life and for my business. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Let's declare that over our education and our vocation, our profession. You're in school. You have a profession of some sort. We're going to ask God for rebirth. Amen? Rebirth. Birth this business again. So that it's like the wind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus said about the person who is born again, he said, that which is born from above is above all. Amen? We are not going to be tail people. We are head people. Somebody shout hallelujah. So we prophesy over our children, their education, their profession and vocation, ours and theirs, and we're going to declare, Holy Spirit, come, take residence, flutter over the education, the vocation, the profession that you've called us to and called our children to. And Lord, oh God, push the rebirth button. Cause, oh God, that which concerns us, oh God, to cease to be tail and henceforth be head. At the cutting edge in every sphere, in Jesus' mighty name, we receive it now. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. We're going to prophesy that over our finances. Praise the Lord. Our finances. We must be a debt-free people. Praise the Lord. We must be what? A debt-free people. I know that when you have a contract, like a mortgage, that you are not in debt until you fail to make a payment. But mortgages have to do with death. Not just debt, but death. We can buy houses cash. Amen? We can buy cars cash. I know the world says that's not the best way to use your money. That's them. But I don't think that when Bill Gates wants to go buy a Mercedes-Benz, he goes to the bank and says, can you give me some money so I can go? No, he pays for it cash. I am not going to accept the lie of the world that says I cannot pay for it and just go. Amen? No, that's not acceptable. That's a lie. The world says use other people's money to make yourself get ahead. No. If I'm so loaded, I don't need to use other people's money because I'm already ahead. Where am I? Come on. If I'm already ahead, why am I using your money to get ahead? I'm already ahead of you. You're way back over there. I have rocketed off. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And listen. Don't be looking at me and saying, well, I'm old already, you know, I don't have a job, or my job is, just minimum wage. This is not possible. We're not talking about that. We're talking about God. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about who?
God.
We're not talking about your miserable wallet. We're talking about God. Do we understand? God can fix my financial situation so that I don't know how much I have. Amen? How much do you have? I don't know. You want to count? You can go and count. If you can finish counting in the next 10 years, okay. Get all your machines and let them start counting, because I don't know. That's a good place to be. Can God do that?
Yes.
I believe so. I know so. He can do it. And he doesn't need 10 years to do it. He doesn't need 6 months to do it. He doesn't even need 10 minutes to do it. He can do it now. It shall spring forth. Hallelujah. Shall you not know it? There's a Holy Spirit. Rest upon my finances and turn it around now. I have come to receive power to get wealth. I am wealthy. Wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. I am righteous. I am righteous. I have received the gift of righteousness. Therefore, wealth and riches are in my house. Turn the light on. Let me see what I have. Thank you, Lord. It is more than enough. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Some say, I'm wealthy and I'm rich. Glory be to God. Do you receive that? This is how we subdue and dominate. Praise God. Now, to cover most everything, the issues that you face may be different from mine. The things that concern me may be different from yours. But when we first see the Holy Spirit, he was brooding over a situation that was dire. Everything was a mess. Take me to Genesis 1 and verse 2. And we're going to read some things. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then verse 4, and God saw the light, it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 6, and God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the what? Waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. There was a separation of waters. Amen? Praise God. 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Next verse. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called his seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Now, that is 1:11. This is what we're going to do now. Are you ready? Pentecost is about land. The first, after God separated waters and separated the firmaments, the first beginnings of things he started to do was he began to deal with the land. Amen? We are going to declare that the same spirit that rested upon the waters, that separated land from waters and caused the land to flourish, that this same God will cause the earth to yield its increase to us. Amen? That's where the harvest is going to be. This is the silver. Okay. Are you ready? Let's begin to declare. Land, be exposed. Land, be healed. Land, yield seed. Yield your increase. Yield your fruitfulness to me now. Praise the Lord. Land must release its wealth to us. In Jesus' name. Listen. Do you think that God can cause you? Now, you may think this is crazy and this is not reasonable. Can God, when you go to your backyard today, can God release and drop big gold nuggets on your backyard? You think God can do that? And if you were to sell that gold, you can be a millionaire? That's not explainable by man. It's your gold. You didn't go steal it. It's there. God gave it. Remember, he's the one who said, go catch the fish, open its mouth, take the gold out of the mouth, and go pay the bills. If he's done it before, do you think he can do it now? The work that God called man to do was first with his mouth. Sweating was not part of God's mandate for us. Amen? Actually, if you were a priest, you were not allowed to sweat when you're ministering to God. Is not be so. Okay. So say this with me. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be working and sweating. Things are easy for me. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, brood upon my finances. Cause the earth to yield its increase to me now without sweat. Amen. 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 And I'm going to wrap up now. Let's go to 12 and 13 real quick. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Let's go on further. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. So now, God said light in the first place. Now he's dealing with natural stuff. And he says this is for signs, it's for seasons, it's for days, and it's for years. Where is the water? Why is he not dealing with the water yet? Let's go on. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to the day and the lesser light to the night. He made the stars also. And God said, set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. This we have been hearing over and over. And the evening and morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth, how? How? Did he say that for anything else? This is the first time. The moving creature that had life, this is moving. This is movement. And fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven, let the waters? You mean fowls that fly came out of water? And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth and the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth. Did you see that word again? Movement. Which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be what? Oh? Waters. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. What? Why is he not talking about fish? Because God is about flight. And we are taking flight. Amen. It's a place of abundance. So we are going to say now, are you ready? Declare with me. Holy Spirit, brood upon the waters of my life. And decree supernatural abundance. Supernatural movement, fruitfulness, multiplication, and the ability to dominate in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 So you see, first time God spoke about fruitfulness and multiplication, he spoke about the things that he brought out of the water. And he was leading to the man on the sixth day. He's going to say the exact same things, but he's going to add two more things: subdue and dominate. He's going to do what? And dominate. And God blessed them, meaning the man and the woman, and God said unto them, be what? Fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That is what? Rebirth. Amen? Replenish. And what? Subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. If it moves, we dominate. Amen? Hallelujah. I said, if it moves, we dominate. We move, but anything that moves that should not be moving, we dominate. We stop it. So this is the last prayer we're going to pray for now. We're going to say this. Say with me. Father, I receive the grace to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and dominate. I declare I have supernatural speed. I move fast supernaturally. I have the grace of the overcomer. And this day I declare that everything that must not move with me stops now. In Jesus' name, poverty, stop now. Sickness, stop now. Failure, stop now. Fear, stop now. Worry, stop now. Sickness and disease, stop now. In Jesus' mighty name, every contrary thing that will try to slow me down, I dominate you, I subdue you, and I stop you now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we came. God is good. It is the Spirit that baptizes. It is the Spirit of God that energizes. It is the Spirit of God that causes all things to function well in our lives. I'll ask you now to take a hold of your offering. You may be here today, and God may have quickened you to give a particular amount. It might be $50, it might be $100, it might be $500, it might be $5,000. I want you, as God has spoken to you, to do exactly what God has quickened in your spirit this Pentecost. I do believe that this is the first time we've done a special service, a 3-day special service regarding Pentecost. I might be mistaken, but I believe this is the first time. But this time, I encourage you to honor God. There are some people that God is speaking to give a substantial amount. He's spoken to you, and when he spoke it to you, you say, I don't have that kind of money. Let me help you. Honor the invitation of the Lord to give that amount. Spread it if you have to. Even till December. Maybe God said to you, I want you to give 5,000 and you don't have it right now. Spread it. Just make the commitment, I'm giving 5,000. And here is the first amount towards that amount. And just start working on it as God gives you. As God gives you utterance, gives you the ability, just honor it. Whatever the amount he says to you, that's the amount he wants you to give. Amen? This is going to be a special time of just honoring God. But it's not just about giving. It's about receiving. How do you receive? You receive with thanksgiving. Amen? You receive how? With thanksgiving. How do you receive? With thanksgiving. When you receive with thanksgiving, you receive with joy. You obey God, and with thanksgiving, rejoicing, you receive the impact of what God has for you. Amen? So, I want everybody to act accordingly. Just give what God says to you to give. Don't give something God has not asked you to give. Except that's what you want to give. If you've not heard from God, just make a decision. And since this is Pentecost, and Pentecost has to do with 50, I will encourage you to give no less than 50. Amen? But let God work with you. Give in numbers that have to do with 50. Something divisible by 50. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. and watch God. If we're talking about God's supernatural blessing us financially, let's see what God will do. Just check me out. Praise God. Amen. And remember what I said to you some time back. The giving that produces result is a giving that has to do with what? Huh? Shout it out.
Souls.
Don't be timid about it. Souls. Souls. So whatever it is that we're doing for souls. Amen? The increase of souls. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Come on, let's do it.